Welcome to Freedom to Retire with Jim Cipriotti, powered by Retire Ready Financial Group.
You got to be prepared. If you're not prepared and you have too much risk, you may make some adverse choices. And so you need to have a plan because the downturns are going to happen.
Jim Cipriotti has been helping people in the greater Philadelphia, South New Jersey, and Delaware area reach their retirement goals for over 25 years.
We just want to make sure we're not too aggressive, not too conservative either. We want that nice mix. And that's what I help my clients with every single day.
Now, it's Freedom to Retire.
If someone is listening right now who says, in fact, I guess I'll just work forever, they've got that attitude, what do you want to say to them?
Yeah, well, look, we just want to be ready. I mean, look at the name of my company, Retire Ready Financial Group. We want to be retiring confidently. And I think one of the most rewarding areas of being a financial advisor who, like myself, happens to be specializing in retirement planning, it's helping people to actually retire. People who didn't think that they would be able to. They're my favorite to work with. Just really from a financial standpoint, a lot of people have doubts. And I worked with, you know, just thousands of people right here in the greater Philadelphia area, like you said, for over 25 years. Mm-hmm. And I think that so many people have become discouraged about retiring. A lot of people compare themselves to like their friends or their colleagues, or, you know, maybe they've heard stories from their coworkers or their neighbors. And they compare their financial picture with one another. And sometimes that's really shouldn't be done. I'll give you an example. I met with one lady recently. We'll call her Judy. And Judy said to me, Jim, I don't think I'm going to be able to retire. I just don't think I could do it. Look at what I've got. And I asked her, I said, Judy, what makes you think that you can't retire? I mean, that's a very strong, sort of thought right there. And she shared with me, that she said her coworker was they were out to lunch and they were talking, and the coworker was saying that she had $750,000 in their 401k.
Okay.
That was saved up. But what Judy might not have realized was that the coworker with that $750,000, which is a nice sum of money, of course, mm-hmm. might have just also refinanced the mortgage. So now the coworker might have, you know, ongoing mortgage payments for the next, you know, 28 or 29 years, something like that. And I was also telling Judy, I said, look, your house is going to be paid off in less than 3 years. And Judy also bought outright a new car recently, so she won't have that, that larger expense going on for the next 10, 15 years or however long she happens to keep the car. And she might not also realize that, you know, people have other stuff going on in their life. Like the coworker might have family members that they're helping out financially, kids or so that might, you know, be in a tough spot, and, you know, mom and dad are still helping out. And I said, Judy, look, your kids are doing really well on their own. They don't need any of your money. So you're not going to have that going on. So you can see how $750,000 might be consumed much more rapidly by one household versus another. Judy, she still had a nice amount of saved. She had $450,000 saved.
Okay.
Which is a nice, solid amount, of course. And she also had a small pension coming in. She, from her prior job where she was, and she's supposed to be collecting around $1,000 a month from that. And then what I did for Judy was I showed her how to reposition some of her retirement investments into, other instruments that can produce monthly income for once she's retired. And we were crunching out the numbers, and you could see her mood begin to shift. You know, she was completely overwhelmed in the beginning. She had substantial doubts about whether she could retire or not in the very beginning. And now, by the end of the meeting, she was actually looking forward to retiring. And sometimes it's just a matter of seeing what an actual financial plan in writing really looks like, to give people that confidence that they need to start that next chapter of their life that we call retirement, Chris.
Because I think people are so bogged down with just accumulating. And, you know, they measure themselves up to their coworkers and their friends and, you know, even their other family members. And there's something to be said about keeping up with the Joneses. Quite frankly, don't. The only one that you want to really make sure you guys are aligned and you're on the same page is, you know, your spouse. obviously, you guys are going to have you know, aligned paths there. But I don't know. I feel like people can come in and they find out that, you know, they can, in fact, retire early. They do, in fact, have that freedom to retire. Or they find out what you know, maybe they do have to make some steps, but you'll show them what those steps are. So even that is not necessarily a bad thing, is it?
Yeah, I mean, people, we got to take inventory. You got to take stock of what you got and what it can get you. And look, there's a lot of people listening right now who are in their 60s and their 70s. And a lot of people, when they look at, you know, their ages now, they'll say, man, it came quick, especially like the past decade. People say it seemed to happen like in a blink of an eye. And a lot of folks out there wish they would have done a little bit more in terms of getting their savings built up even more so. And some folks, they're really hard on themselves about what they, you know, geez, I wish I could have done more. I should have done this. I should have done that. But to those same folks, I would say, look, take a step back and you got to realize what you actually have established for yourself, what you have built up, especially considering I know a lot of people listening have shelled out a lot of money for their kids over the years, and these crazy expensive tuition costs, college, even some high schools out there, they're ridiculous. And this came out of money that could have otherwise went towards your retirement, but you helped out your kids. And a lot of them didn't help out just one or two kids. Some of you had three, four or more kids. And of course, that impacted the amount of money that you would have otherwise had for your retirement. And other folks went through a divorce. What is it? 50% of all couples divorce. Of course, divorces set us back financially. Mm-hmm. But at least now that chapter of your life is over with. Now you have the whole rest of your life to look forward to. And some people were injured. You know, they maybe got injured on the job or car accidents or so, injuries or illnesses. Of course, that bounces us off track for our retirement savings. A lot of people had to dip into their retirement savings from time to time because of one reason or another. But what I remind people is that we can't keep dwelling on the past. We need to focus on what you have to make sure that you're best positioned to be as secure as possible with what assets that you do have accumulated. And the biggest blessing I could say that the past 15 years have been absolutely amazing in the investment market, in the stock market. Mm-hmm. Look at where we stand today. The stock market is still sitting at these all-time highs right now. And on top of that, we have other financial instruments available where you can actually protect these balances that are really grown now and really built up. And then not only looking where the market is, but look at where interest rates are. I mean, there's financial instruments out there that are offering income payout rates that are at the highest levels that we've seen in the past 15 to 20 years. And I am witnessing right now people in their 60s and their 70s able to get into things nowadays that, and where they're collecting 7%, 8%, 9% each year on their money. And those income payout rates, they're not locked in for some flaky little, you know, 6 months or 12 months. No, we want those rates locked in, you know, as long as possible when the getting's good.
That's right.
You know, lock them in for the rest of my life if they're going to be very, very high. You know, even if rates do end up dropping down to much lower levels in the future, well, those folks are still going to be locked in at that 7% to 9% rate in as far as how much income they can be collecting each month throughout their retirement. So look, for the folks that are wondering if you're going to have enough cash flow each month to truly retire, take a look at what you've got. Take a look at what you're going to be collecting from your Social Security and take a look at your retirement account balance. All right. And multiply that balance by 7% or 8% and ask yourself if you'd be comfortable with that amount of income coming in each year, because those are the types of rates that are available right now as we speak. And what would be a real bummer would be if people continued working for, I guess I'm going to keep working for another couple of years. What happens if the market drops and if interest rates drop? Well, those same folks may have a much smaller balance in their 401k 2 years from now, and they might not be able to generate as much income from their investments if interest rates do drop in a couple of years when they finally retire. And one guy said to me, he said, so it looks like I might be working for free for the next 2 years if something like that were to happen. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I guess that's one way to look at it. But so look, if you're hearing all this and you're thinking to yourself that you'd like to see what your cash flow can look like throughout your retirement, now is a great time to reach out because I personally would love to build you a retirement income plan. And I'll do this completely complimentary for the listeners of our show. And I'll put together something nice for you. We could either do it on a Zoom video conference, which is great. You don't even have to leave your house or your office. Or we can meet in my Radnor, Pennsylvania office, right on Lancaster Avenue, right behind the Radnor Hotel. So give my office a call right now. Someone from my team will take down your name, your phone number, and you and I will get started within the next week or two. So the number to call right now for that complimentary retirement income plan built by me personally and accredited investment fiduciary, the number to call now, 610-894-7415. 610-894-7415. And time is of the essence with this, by the way, because we don't know how much longer these interest rates, these, we'll call them abnormally high interest rates. Yeah. We don't know how long they're going to last. A prime example is look at what just happened to interest rates on mortgages. I mean, people were getting 2.5% 2 years ago. Now they're getting, now we're all faced with these 7% rates on new mortgages. You know, just like the folks who locked in 2.5% on their mortgages, they're feeling pretty darn good right now.
I would say so, yeah.
All right. So I want our listeners feeling pretty darn good about locking in the good rates on the investment side too. But you need to at least get started on gathering information on this stuff now before rates begin slipping away. So once again, the number to call right now to set up a time for you and I to chat later this week, the number is 610-894-7415, Chris.
That's my challenge to you out there. If you feel like maybe you're not going to be able to retire, if you heard that quote and you said, yeah, that's me. I don't think I'll ever be able to retire. Pick up the phone, give a call, have that conversation with Jim, let him put together that complimentary retirement income plan and see where you go from there. It's not going to cost you anything but your time and could be some pretty valuable time if it does in fact give you that confidence to say, I'm actually in better shape than I thought. 610-894-7415. Now, there are some out there in the financial world that consider annuities a bad word, a four-letter word I've heard referred to in some circles. But Barron's Elizabeth O'Brien, she says the stigma, quite frankly, is largely outdated.
Well, these are not your father's annuities. These are different. The annuities that got a bad rap, and sometimes deservedly so, were often variable annuities that had very high fees, high surrender charges. They were just not the greatest investments. But the ones that are now starting to crop up in 401k plans are fixed annuities, which have historically been lower cost. Now, in 401k plans, they're even lower because you've got institutional pricing. And so they're definitely a different breed of annuity that's worth a look to divert a portion of your 401k into guaranteed income for life.
Which sounds pretty great. The problem is that while annuities have been permitted in 401ks for a good number of years now, there's only about 13% of plans that actually offer them. So if that is the case, what is the next best step for someone out there?
Well, this happens from time to time, Chris, and I'll have a conversation with someone and they'll tell me how they want to keep their principal protected. I want things that are kind of safe, Jim. I don't want to go backwards with the money. And this, it really tends to be really important for folks who are approaching retirement.
Sure.
And also for folks who are newly retired, obviously. And even, with where the market is positioned right now, with it being so, so high, there's so many people out there that are looking to keep these balances, to protect these balances that they've built up recently. And I spoke with one guy recently, who was right in our area. He lives in Aston, Pennsylvania. He told me, he said, Jim, I had a meeting with my other, he's a brand new guy that I never spoke with. He said, Jim, I had a meeting with my financial advisor, wanted to get a second opinion from you, because he finally got back to the same account balance that he had 2 years ago. And he wants to keep it that way. He doesn't want to go backwards again and have to wait another 2 years, especially with this being an election year. He was a little bit on edge.
Sure.
And his financial advisor suggested that some of his money go into an annuity. And the guy, the guy I spoke with, his name is Marcus. We'll call him Marcus. And Marcus thought that he should be staying away from annuities. So that's kind of the chatter that sometimes people share. So he was coming to me for the second opinion. The advisor he trusted, mentioned the annuity. So he was kind of thrown off a little bit by that. And he heard me mentioning on the air that I own a registered investment advisory firm, which is true. I am the owner of the Retire Ready Wealth Management firm. And I can help people in managing stocks, bonds, ETFs, structured notes, mutual funds, all different types of IRAs, SEP IRAs, you know, you name it, I can go on and on. And I help people with annuities as well. So I'm kind of like one of those all of the above type of approaches, because there are places out there like Fisher Investments. They are one trick ponies. They don't work with mutual funds. They don't touch bonds. They only work with stocks, and they won't even talk to you if you have less than 500 grand to invest. Mm. And they've been very, very vocal about, hey, how they believe that people should be staying away from annuities. But one of their main reasons is that they believe annuities have high fees. But in fairness to annuities, there's so many out there nowadays that have no fees at all. Like we heard in the clip, there are variable annuities out there, which I don't even work with those. Those are the ones that have the higher fees, but they're not all annuities are variable annuities. Fisher, he charges, I think it's around 1.25% of an annual fee. And there's so many annuities out there that are way cheaper to operate than what Fisher is charging his clients. So that seems a little bit of a head scratcher. So look, as an investor, like this Marcus guy I was telling you about, people out there are just like Marcus, where they're being told conflicting stories. And I could see people just don't know what to believe nowadays, Chris.
You know, I actually, you said Ken Fisher, and I was playing on my phone because I had to pull up a quote in 2019. He actually said this word for word: "I would die and go to hell before I would sell an annuity." That's pretty strong. That's actually very aggressive to just rule out an entire class of product altogether. You know, and like you said, they work solely in stocks. But it sounds like a lot of what people want can be provided by an annuity, potentially. Not saying that it's right for everybody out there, but it's just because of that stigma, they automatically shy away, when really it's like cars. There's all kinds of cars out there. There's all kinds of different strategies out there. And so there are cases where, I mean, you're not saying that it's right for everybody out there, right?
Right. I mean, talking about cars, I mean, there's gas guzzler cars out there that consume a lot of resources, just like there's gas guzzling annuities. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's really efficient annuities as well. But Fisher hates it because he doesn't want people locking their money up for a few years, because that's money that he can't invest and collect his fees off of. So, of course, it's the competition. So, of course, he's going to talk poorly about the competition. But anyways, let's get back to Marcus real quick, because this story is pretty good. Marcus was going back and forth with that annuity after his advisor mentioned it, because he thought that he should be staying away from annuities, and he was conflicted. So anyway, I asked him, was there something in particular that made the annuity that the advisor presented unattractive? And he told me, his response was, "Well, Jim, I heard that you have to live at least 10 or 12 years. Otherwise, you might not recapture all the money that you invested in the annuity." And I think Marcus may have heard this many, many years ago, because annuities nowadays, or at least the ones that I work with, they can pay out what's called a death benefit. If you were to, God forbid, pass away, they pay out literally the whole entire remaining balance. The annuity company doesn't keep one penny anymore. They literally release all the money right away to your family or whoever you have listed as your beneficiary. And it pretty much works identically to if you had a bunch of money in stocks and bonds and mutual funds at, let's say, Vanguard, you know, where Vanguard, once you send them a death certificate and fill out a form, they release all of that money also right to your beneficiary. So it's identical. Or even if you had a bunch of stocks with Fisher Investments, they would also release the entire remaining balance to your beneficiaries. No different than how the annuities work. And another thing I want to point out to our listeners is that some annuities are designed to help with where they can pay you a monthly income, you know, for the rest of your life, which, let's face it, a lot of folks need income, cash flow coming in, because their Social Security checks aren't going to be enough to cover all of their bills and expenses. But there's other annuities that are designed more like how like a CD works, like at the bank, you know, kind of like from a time standpoint, which is where, you know, they give you a fixed interest rate for a few years. And now you can easily get in the 5% ranges with these things. And usually annuities have more liquidity than a CD at the bank, because a lot of annuities out there, they'll give you access to like 10% of your whole balance every single year in case you needed to make a withdrawal. So, and they usually, don't charge, you know, there's no penalties for those. They're called penalty free withdrawals. So, you know, if you want to take out 10%, and I haven't heard of any CDs at the bank that'll let you take out 10% of your whole balance from the CD without getting hit by a penalty. And then there's, you know, there's other types of annuities too. There's some called fixed indexed annuities. And these are ones where your principal can be protected, against going down if the market were to go down. So we like that component. And, they normally link your interest rate for the year, to how well the market performs. And I've seen some of these offering investors as high as 70% of what the market performs. And these are impressive rates nowadays because a lot of them don't have any caps or any limitations on how much you can earn. So in a stellar year like 2023, where the market was up over 20%, getting 70% of the 20 or almost three fourths of that. Of that gain, you know, some folks were out there growing their money in these things by 14% or 15%, all while keeping their principal insured by some of the biggest insurance companies on planet Earth. And in exchange for that protection, the annuity has, the company just has it's a pretty fair ask. They just want your business for a few years or several years, depending on what plan you pick. And, that's reasonable, especially considering they don't charge you any annual fees. So look, at the end of the day, the bottom line here is that investors just really need to get all of the facts in front of them so that they can make an informed decision. And personally, I found annuities to be a great account for a portion of someone's, investments, especially for the folks that are sitting in these stable value funds in their retirement account or the money market funds or these bond funds. And a lot of folks have that, the TSP, a lot of federal government workers, that thrift savings plan, and they're in that G fund. Why? Because they don't want to lose the money. But those same folks know deep down that they can't really spend the rest of their retirement only earning those minimal amounts of interest because their balances run the risk of not keeping up with inflation or not keeping up with rising prices. So look, if you're listening and you're maybe thinking that some fresh ideas could be a good idea to kind of look into some, a different sort of path or, and if you're still looking to keep the money protected, I'd suggest giving my office a call right now. Someone from my team will take down your name and number. They'll set up a time for you and I to chat later this week. And I'll get to know your situation a little bit better. And I can make some healthy recommendations for you. You might be really surprised at what's out there nowadays. So the number to call right now, 610-894-7415. Again, 610-894-7415. And this is really for anyone age 50 and up. It doesn't matter if you're approaching retirement or if you're already retired. There's ways to, to kind of match up with where you are in life with some of these financial instruments. It's just, I think just a great time to start getting information, just so you can be, like we said earlier, as informed as possible when it comes to protecting your money. Only you can make that decision to protect your money, which I know for a fact you've worked very hard for that money. So let's make sure your money is also working very hard for you, and let's make it as safe as possible. That should be your priority. So the number to call again right now for a complimentary consultation with me personally in my Radnor, Pennsylvania office or from the comfort of your own home. We can arrange an evening or a weekend if you're busy with work during the regular business hours. We could do it on a Zoom video conference. We'll make time for you. So the number to call now, 610-894-7415, Chris.
And if you have heard, bad things about annuities, and I mean, there's no doubt that you may have heard something, bring those to the table. If you have concerns, let Jim educate you, talk to you about it. They're not right for everybody out there. They certainly don't need to be the entirety of someone's retirement plan, putting all your eggs in one basket and all that, but could be a lot of value. And so it just starts with that conversation. Complimentary, not going to cost you anything but your time. 610-894-7415. The website, retirereadyfg.com. Morningstar recently looked at two financial media stars and their advice about retirement withdrawals. Dave Ramsey, known for his frugality, recently drew attention after saying it's okay to take out 8% a year on a $500,000 portfolio, assuming an annual return of 12%. On the other hand, Susie Orman, she's saying 3% withdrawal, no more than 4. So that is two vastly different opinions there. Jim, what are your thoughts here? Is it time to throw out the percentages as a whole?
Yeah, well, Chris, I think it's funny because I had a feeling that these big major, you know, these claims, you know, they're making waves. Dave Ramsey, they know how to get headlines, and capture headlines. These two, Dave Ramsey, Susie Orman, we're talking about. And I knew it would resurface. But look, they have both been commenting quite a bit. And it seems, you know, they're holding steadfast and not backing down from these beliefs, even though they're challenged by almost, you know, every advisor out there. But look, I would agree with a lot of things that Dave Ramsey kind of points out. You know, I love his whole process about trying to avoid debt and paying it down before retirement. But, you know, at least, if you have a low interest rate mortgage or so, I wouldn't be in a rush to kind of just pay that off rapidly. But he thinks even pay that off. But look, if you got a great rate and you refied recently, I don't see any problem with that. Especially if you have the resources, you know, and the savings and all to continue paying the mortgage without, you know, increasing your stress level. But it boils down to this, I guess. You know, Susie Orman, Dave Ramsey, they're media personalities. And the reason they've gained so much publicity is because they've been going on the air convincing people that financial issues are simple. And most Americans don't, you know, they don't like to hear that financial issues are a bit more complex.
Sure.
The American public wants to hear simple, straightforward answers. And I've heard them, these two, and there's plenty of other ones. I've heard them, the talking heads out there. A lot of them are categorized as, and I liked this quote, investment politicians. Think about that, because they're trying to, you know, appease the general public here. And sometimes the secret to their success, it really just comes from appearing accurate rather than actually being accurate. And we hear, you know, some of these one-liners from people like Susie. It's sad to think at how many people, you know, just, you know, like take the mold, it's like putty in their hands. You know, they just believe everything that these folks say. For example, Susie's, her line about, well, here it is in quotes here, live below your means, but within your needs. Well, geez, thanks, Susie. I think we all need, you know, we need to live within our means, you know, from a financial standpoint. Mm-hmm. So no real golden nugget of financial advice there. And then there's her super famous quote, people first, then money, then things. And look, you know, these little sayings are nice and all, but at the end of the day, we still need to be focused on building an investment portfolio. Mm-hmm. You know, we got to be getting results in our investments. We got to be keeping our taxes low and all of that. So, you know, I wouldn't take these lofty, these flowery one-liners from these financial personalities. You know, we got to take them with a grain of salt, Chris.
They give this advice out on TV and it's very generalized. And, you know, if they're wrong, there's no real repercussions for them because they're, but when it comes to actually having a plan, you don't want someone who goes, well, I was wrong. That's the end of it. You want something specific, something tailored for you. That is going to, you know, suit you and get you, as we say so many times here, to, through, and beyond retirement. And that is where actually sitting down and speaking with someone like yourself, a financial professional like yourself, is really the more important thing than listening to these catch-all sound bites, right?
Right. And these their little one-liners are so simple and just so generic that they can never be wrong. The Dave Ramsey comment, let's talk about that for a minute. I personally think it's completely out of line and it sends the wrong message. I mean, he's saying, you know, it's okay to take out 8% per year from your investment accounts once you're retired. And I can remember reading studies about tens of millions of Americans who retired back in the late 1990s or maybe the early 2000s, who they were withdrawing, you know, because remember the 90s were a big boom. Everyone thought the market was going to continue at that pace. So people were withdrawing 6% and they were invested in the S&P 500 index. And even at that 6% rate, they were running out of money, many of them, in just 12 years. And the S&P index is a fund with a proven track record of success and growth over time. I mean, look at the history of that thing. So how in the world could people drain down their retirement accounts while they're invested in something with such a strong successful mutual fund or index fund. And the reason is because once we're retired, we need to begin taking money steadily out of those retirement accounts. Our bills and our expenses, they are steady. We need a constant supply of food and utilities and property taxes and all that. We need to match the exact same pace of our bills with our withdrawals. So one of the worst things, I'll just say this, one of the worst things that can happen to your money would be that you're withdrawing some of the funds each month while you're also taking a hit on that money by losing money if the market and your balances are declining.
Yeah.
It's just simple math. You know, if there's a, you know, it's a double negative on your account balance in that situation. It's kind of like trying to swim with lead weights on your ankles. I mean, it's just one of the main reasons I talk about the importance of setting aside a portion of your retirement savings to be dedicated towards producing income that can help generate that cash flow that you know you're going to need once you're retired. And you see, there's a whole world of investments out there that are dedicated towards growing your money when you're in your 30s, 40s, and 50s. Then there's a whole separate world of investments and choices that are designed to get you through retirement. Investments that you get into when you're in your 60s, your 70s, or your 80s, or beyond. Because we said it earlier in the show, we shouldn't have the same exact mix of investments when we're in our 30s compared to our 60s. We just don't have the years to wait to try to regain those losses once we're in our 60s and beyond. And we certainly cannot be taking big losses while we're also making those withdrawals when we're in our 60s or our 70s. So, you know, look, a lot of listeners today have really enjoyed substantial increases in their investment account balances over the past few months. Look at your balances. You're going to have a nice smile on your face. But what I would do is I would suggest taking a deeper look at the mix of investments that you have and ask yourself some questions. Ask yourself, am I positioned best to get this money to last me the rest of my life? Ask yourself, should I take some of these profits that I've made, these gains that I've made recently, and maybe reallocate some of that money, you know, take some of the cream off the top, as they say, you know, put that into something more secure. You know, if I keep rolling the dice, am I going to be really disappointed if the market starts, you know, going down and I start giving back some big portions of this, of these gains that, that I've just made? And will I be able to make it through retirement if the market does indeed start giving back some of these, recent gains that I made in my account? I would ask yourself, you know, would this recent growth in my account, would it go a long way and maybe permanently helping my financial picture? Let me give you an example of what I mean by that. Should I pay off my mortgage with a portion of this recent growth that I just made? Should I pay off some credit cards? Maybe have student loans, helping your kids out, something like that. You know, just capturing some of this recent growth, taking it off the table. You know, should I take some of the growth and reallocate into investments that can gear me up for retirement, that can produce that monthly income? Maybe you want another $2,000 or maybe another $3,000 per month. And, you know, that would be a nice income to supplement and add on to what Social Security mm-hmm. you'll have rolling in. A lot of people say, hey, you know, now's a good time to take a portion of that. And maybe I want to create my own personal pension. Since a lot of us don't have pensions these days, there's some, you know, there's a lot of positive aspects to having that secure bit of monthly cash flow that's not contingent upon the stock market. And this is especially important for those folks that have longevity in their family history. And I'm talking to you if you have parents or grandparents that have made it to their mid 80s or even their 90s. A lot of us out here in this area are blessed to have family members that really made it up there in age. But look, the bottom line here is that these are the types of questions that I've been helping people of our community right here in the greater Philadelphia, South Jersey, Delaware areas in answering really over the past 25 years of my personal career. So if you're listening right now, I'm feeling pretty good about where your balance is for your retirement savings, but you also want to be proactive, you know, grabbing the bull by the horns. You want to kind of be taking some steps into learning how to get this money to last you now, 25 years, 30 years, or maybe more throughout your retirement, then grab your phone right now. Give my office a call. Someone from my team will set you and I up with a chat, and we can discuss your particular financial situation later this week. We could do it on a Zoom or a phone call, or get set up an in-person meeting at one of my office, whatever is most convenient for both of us. So the number to call right now is 610-894-7415. Again, 610-894-7415. And I'd be more than happy to give you some ideas, some recommendations on how you can best capitalize on this recent burst of growth that you're enjoying now in these account balances, so that you can enter into retirement feeling secure, feeling confident. That's the goal there, especially we're heading into this election year.
That's right.
And we don't know if these gains are going to stay or what. So the number to call again to set up a retirement income and really a second opinion investment consultation with me personally, all complimentary. The number to call now, 610-894-7415, Chris.
Because I have no doubt that our 1210 listeners have done a good job saving for money and their balances. Hopefully, are good, especially in light of the past couple of years that we have had. The question is, of course, how do you turn that into reliable, sustainable income in retirement without having to, hope for that 12% return that Dave Ramsey's talking about, things like that. Sitting down and speaking with Jim, having that conversation is how it all gets started. 610-894-7415, or you can go online to retirereadyfg.com. What is your biggest fear about the government? That's a pretty loaded question, I understand. Comedian Joe Zimmerman says for him, well, it's taxes.
I worry about it all year long because other countries, the government will tell you what you owe and then you just have to pay it. Here, the government's like, okay, what do you think you owe us? I have no idea. Just tell me. Nope, you gotta add it up. Well, I'm really unorganized. What happens if I add it up wrong? You could go to jail. Oh no.
You know, jokes aside, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
Not at all. There's like 100,000 pages in the tax code, and we've got to figure it out on our own and stay within the law. What are some of the biggest misses you see with your clients, especially when it comes to retirement tax planning?
Yeah, I mean, if we overpay, their lips are sealed. You know, they're happy to take it. But if we underpay, they're sending an army to our doorstep and making it right. So, look, I'll never forget one guy who came into my Radnor office. It was just a couple of months ago. He drove in from Harleysville. Because he heard us talking about taxes here in the show. And we do that pretty much every week, every show, over here, Chris. But he heard us talking about these higher Medicare premiums that he had to pay because he was triggering the IRMA, I-R-M-A-A. And for those listening who are not sure what IRMA is, maybe you've heard about it. It stands for Income Related Monthly Adjustment Amounts. And it pertains to how much you're paying for your Medicare, your Part B, and your Part D once you're 65 or older. And some folks seem to think that if they make a certain amount of money, then their Social Security check goes down because they actually see less money in their Social Security check each month being deposited into their bank account. But it turns out in most cases, it's actually your Medicare premiums, which are being deducted from your Social Security check. The Medicare premiums are being increased while your Social Security check is actually staying the same. So that's why you're seeing less. It's because of the Medicare. But this guy from Harleysville, he was just not getting straightforward answers from his accountants. This is why, he drove, into see, he, just drove around 30 minutes. So I wanted to make it worth his while, that 30 minute drive. So what I did, I took a look at his tax return and I could see that he had Social Security income coming in. He had rental property income coming in. He also had interest income, interest from CDs. He had money markets, these high yield savings. And he also was taking a steady draw from his IRA account each month. So when I pointed all of this out to him individually, all these items, these line items, I asked him, I said, look, the interest from your CDs and your money markets, I said, are you using that money to spend, to live off of and all? He said, no, he was just reinvesting that interest. So I took a mental note of that. And then I went on to show him, I said, look, your Social Security income, your rental property income, those two sources are really aren't, there's not much we could do there. They're, they're coming in. I metaphorically describe it as a speeding locomotive, right? Meaning we can't stop them or, you know, do anything acrobatics with them. We can't, you know, change them. They're just coming in, the social and the rental property income. Meanwhile, though, the CD interests and these money markets, these high yield savings, the interest there, along with the withdrawals from his retirement accounts, those are the two that we are able to control from a tax standpoint. So what I did for him, I was able to show him how he could be lowering the amount that he was withdrawing from that retirement account. And then instead of taking those withdrawals, he would be able to just use the interest from the CDs and the money markets and these high yield savings, live off of that money instead. So with one simple change, we not only lowered his taxable income because he wasn't needing to take as much money out of his IRA on that steady monthly draw. So he was just using the interest income from the CDs instead of reinvesting it. And it also ended up saving him around $2,100 of extra Medicare, that IRMA related cost, because I showed him how to get his income, his taxable income amount below the IRMA threshold. And for married couples out there, listen up, because you need to be even more aware of this, because if you're taking out more money than you need to, you could very well be triggering those higher Medicare costs, not only for you, but for both spouses. Because if you trigger it, then both spouses get whacked with that higher Medicare cost. So this is just one example of how taking just a quick look at your financial picture, how, you know, I could also end up helping maybe you in saving thousands of dollars, not only in taxes, but also in these higher Medicare costs each year.
If you have questions or concerns about reaching your retirement goals, then give Retire Ready Financial Group a call, 610-894-7415, or visit online at retirereadyfg.com.
Retire Ready Wealth Management is not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Retire Ready Wealth Management is licensed in your state, please call 610-704-2792. Retire Ready Wealth Management is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through James Cipriotti, Pennsylvania Insurance License 366900.
Investment advisory services offered through Impact Partnership Wealth, LLC, a Securities and Exchange Commission registered investment advisor firm. IPW and Retire Ready Financial Group are non-affiliated firms. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators. It does not mean the advisor has achieved a specific level of skill or ability. Investing involves risk. There's always the potential of losing money when you invest in securities. Asset allocation, diversification, and rebalancing do not ensure a profit or protect against loss in declining markets. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. IPW, its affiliates, and its investment advisor representatives do not provide legal, tax, or accounting advice. You should consult your legal and or tax professional before making any financial decisions. Please be advised that you may conduct securities transactions only by speaking directly with your investment advisor representative, either by phone or in person.